BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
The chairman of the Provincial People's Committee has issued a directive to coordinate the resolution of issues and obstacles in the implementation of the North-South Eastern Expressway Project Phase 2021-2025 in Bình Định Province. It also instructs the local authorities to focus on resolving the remaining issues. The project management boards 2 and 85 are assigned to lead and coordinate with relevant departments and localities to inspect and resolve issues related to access roads, rural roads, culverts, lighting systems at interchanges, and the relocation of power lines, as well as to restore the damaged infrastructure caused by construction. Project Management Board 2 will create a construction plan for obstructed areas, while Board 85 will quickly hand over land clearance documents to local authorities.
The Provincial Agriculture Sector has evaluated the effectiveness of the rice production linkage model between Centro-Seed Company Quảng Nam and Nhân Phúc Agricultural Cooperative in An Nhân Tau. This winter-spring season marks the first time the cooperative has cultivated two rice varieties, VNR10 and Hương Châu Seed from Vinasic Quảng Nam. The results show that both varieties exhibit strong tillering, good bed resistance, easy maintenance, and excellent tolerance to intensified farming and lodging. Hương Châu Seed is expected to yield 7.6 tons per hectare, while VNR10 is protected at 8 tons per hectare. Both varieties meet consumer preferences for quality rice. Notably, yields in the linked production model are from 15 to 20% higher than conventional farming.
The Provincial People's Committee has approved the investment and granted permission for Con Hà Nưng Johnstock Company, Cơ Bang District, Gia Lai Province, to build a timber processing plant at Bùi Thị Xuân Industrial Cluster on 18,200 square meters. The project's goal is to produce and process interior and exterior wood products with a capacity of 150,000 products per year and a total investment of over 39.3 billion dong. The project is expected to complete procedures by the third quarter this year and begin operations in the first quarter of 2027.
This year, the Provincial Farmers Association continues to encourage its members to actively participate in environmental protection initiatives, particularly focusing on rural waste collection, clean production models, and natural resource preservation. Last year, the association implemented 216 environmental protection models and 85 rural waste collection teams, significantly contributing to environmental conservation and improving community living standards. Additionally, members contributed nearly 47,300 workdays, donated 38.7 hectares of land, and raised over 26.4 billion VND for rural infrastructure development, supporting the province's effective rural development goals. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.